Starting the recording. Okay, we're up to Samach Ches Amud Aleph. I believe we did the Mishnah, correct?
Right.
So we just to say over again what we did, said the Mishnah. That we said, when is everybody mutter to take the leket? That's once the nemushos go through Parat Noilas, Mishal Yelchu Aniyim Bekerem V'Yavo. They go twice around. And Zaysim, we had a date set instead of the Nemushas. We'll see in the Gemara why we have changes.
Rabbi Weinman referenced this.
Yes, he did. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lama Nikru Shmon Nemushos. Shehem Bolas Basof. Why are they called Nemushas? Because they come at the end. So I mean, that means that they come at the end. After the younger people have left and they come, or they come slowly, whatever. So it says over here on the bottom, Lo Yomish Amud Ha'anon. So what is Yomish Amud Ha'anon? How do you translate the pasuk?
Didn't go away.
It didn't go away?
Yeah, so I don't
know. Nemushos means they didn't go away?
No.
They're still there. They're going slow.
They're still there. I guess because they go slow, they're more thorough when they collect everything, right? Let's put it that way. Abashol Ha'yukari Oysan Mishushos. Okay, which what's the difference? Mishoshos, we'll see in a second. Isatoni Moshos is Tony Moshoshos. Mandam and Moshos Shahim Boim Basov. Like we said, they come at the end. Mandam and Moshoshos Shahim Mash Mashinuvoin. They go ahead and they feel with their walking stick, you know, to see is it safe to walk over here or not. Okay, whatever. No difference. Rav Chuna B'Shem Menachem. So he said that Rabbi Yochanan Menuri would go out among the older collectors. He'd bring back enough food for the whole year. So to me, this is a Musar Haskel, number 5, it teaches, that even these last collectors bring back a large amount of produce, at which point the other poor gave up hope of finding anything. So, look in variant B. Some say, Im Hanamoshos. In other words, not that he himself was old. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri was not old. He went out with the older people. Stewie's here. Abe's here. And Reisha's here. Oh, well, I'll turn back on my video. Okay, guys. Just wanted to. Thanks, Stewie. And I'm going to say it properly, not the way somebody. Okay.
I want to apologize to Stewie. That was not a Freudian slip, okay?
Okay. So we're about to say the Musar Haskel over here in variant B, that Rabbi Yochanan Menuri was not old himself, and he went out with the old people. It means he would wait until the other people went first to allow others who are needier than he, right? What? I'm on 68A1 in variant B. So my room explains he would wait until all the other people went through the field to allow others who may be needier than him to collect first. Nonetheless, Hashem provided for him. He had enough to last the entire year. And, okay. So the point here is that unfortunately it seems to be an attitude out there in the world, which I personally find very, it's one of the, you know, the list. I have a list of things that bother me. It's a very long list. Mm-hmm. So this is in the list. These are people that don't have the patience to let other people go, that they feel that there's a need to hop. If I don't hop, I'm not going to get it. It's a really sick. It's a sick.
You can see it by Kiddush every week.
Kiddush is. You see it by a lot of things.
It's not a list. It's a volume.
It could be. It's a whole USB. ten terabytes. That's one of them. It's not at the top. No.
I'm sorry it triggered you, Shlomi. Sorry it triggered you.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So anyway, it's a big, it's a Musar Haskel. The Hashem has enough for everybody, you know. Anyway, Tony, Matnas Aniyim Shemasadeh. She'ein aniyim makpidim aleihen harein shabal bayis. So here we're saying that there are certain matanis which they don't care about because I guess they're inferior quality, let's say. What does it say over here? What number is this? Seven and eight. A seven. Where does it say what it is?
Seven. This refers to the types of produce that the poor do not bother to collect.
Yeah, inferior types of produce. Correct. The number seven, it says it. Correct. So if something is inferior, they're not going to bother collecting it. So the harein shabal bayis. What does it mean it belongs to the bal bayis? It means, so let's just guess right now. There are two possibilities now. Let's speak it out. So, I mean, before we said that the things, once the nemushos went, then it belongs to kol adam, anybody can come and collect it. And we asked yesterday, why doesn't the bal bayis kona? And we said, because the bal bayis was miyayish, and then the anim were miyayish. We had a double yish, and therefore, everybody could collect. If you weren't here yesterday, that's what we spoke out yesterday. Now, over here, it's not saying that everybody can collect. Over here, it's saying the bal bayis gets it. So what's the difference? Answer.
It was somebody else.
What?
There's nobody else.
There is nobody else. There are other people. It just says that the aniyim aren't going to bother with it because it's an inferior product.
So, but everybody else.
Why can't anybody else come and take it?
Why would somebody else want it?
Can they take it or not? No. I mean, you're kasha from Maisa. It says here very clearly, it belongs to the Baal Bayis. That means other people cannot collect it. And I'm just throwing out why. So it must be, one could say that the Baal Bayis was not even Kariyat Hashem Peah to begin with. It was never because the Baal Bayis knew in advance, this is what we're going to suggest. The Baal Bayis knew in advance no one's going to want this stuff. And therefore, like we're going to see in a second, there's a drasha. Well, let's read the drasha first. Rabbon Barchia Boy, V'yeshanam Kari Shem Peah La'atzmai. Can a person declare Peah for himself? Meaning, if you're an Oni, and there's a din that an Oni has to be Kari Peah on his field, even though he himself is an Oni, and he's not allowed to take that Peah for himself. So if that's the case, this Baal Bayis is a rich guy. He's going to be kare peya, and then he's going to take it, right? So the answer is Tani Reb Shem Ben Yichai Oni V'Lager Tazay V'Asam V'Lo La Arvin V'La Atalef. Then when you're ozev, what? Like a shechem peya, it's for aniyim to gather, but it's not for the, if there's no aniyim around, either they're not around because the field is way out in the desert, right? Too far away for that ani to get to. Or because it's of such an inferior quality, the aniyim are not interested in the stuff in the field, so they don't show up. So I'm not
mechiv. Do you have to wait until they don't show up, or
you know that they don't show up because you have experience. You know that they never show up. I guess you know. I guess it's known that this is inferior quality. Nobody shows up for this. You know. There's a shame. All the farmers know nobody shows up for this. So then. There's no chiyuv min ha-Toyra to even be kairei shem. Isn't that what the Gemara's answer? The Gemara was asking a question. Yesh adam kairei peah la'atzmai. The answer is
it's never been paid.
That it was never paid to begin with. You don't have to be kairei Hashem. That would be one way to approach it, right?
In other words, not all fields get paid because it's not worth it.
If it's too far away, it's not going to be called peah. If they're only goyim, for instance, that's another example. You don't have to be kairei peah. Or if it's inferior quality, you don't have to be kari peah. Let's take a look at C because this is only one approach. There's going to be two approaches here. The Rambam says that it's only once the produce has been declared as gifts to the poor. But it's not an exemption from the basic requirement to be kari shem. I read this Rambam a couple days ago, so I'm not going to read it again. But it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Rambam speaks out this halach. Once I'm carrying it, nobody shows up, I can collect it. But, I mean, it doesn't fit so well with our Gemara, because our Gemara says that the Baal Bayis keeps it for himself. Okay? He says this also has another nafkamina, right? The nafkamina is, if I'm koirei shem on it, like the Rambam says, and I call it peah, and then they don't show up because they're not going to show up for the cheap quality, but it doesn't take away the shem peah, and therefore what? It's pater from trumas and maestras. But if I never put it out to begin with, because the fact that people are not interested in this means I don't even have to be Kari Shem, then it was never mine. It was always mine. It was never exempt. So those are not gemilas in terms of the pshat.
Shlomi, we don't have an idea of the time element with respect to Nemoshos compared to when, or Meshoshos compared to it, the process begins, do we? I mean, I don't remember.
What's the question?
In other words, the Moshos, they move very slowly, but we have no, we don't really understand the time element of this. Okay, this sugya says that no big deal, because even though they're there, you know, they walk slowly and they come at the end, there's still plenty of food for them to take.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So, but we don't know really how long the whole process of Lekat Shikchem Peya actually took vis-a-vis this whole process.
It would depend on each town. There is no set time.
That's what I'm saying. Everything is relative.
Everything's relative to the number of poor people in town, number of older people in town. You know,
if it's a
young community where there are no older people,
right?
Or we're going to see in another second. But the reason why I'm going to just tell you the Gemara. The Gemara says why when it comes to the olives. We said it was Revi'a Shnia. Why didn't it give the time of the Nemushas again? The Gemara says because it's cold at the harvest time, so the older people don't come out. So that's why we give a separate time, and not based on older people. So that if there are no older people, so we're going to use a different time frame.
Gotcha. Right? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next page. Parable Eilas Mishuyel Kohanim Bekam Biabo. I mean 68a2. I didn't mean the base. So once the aniyim go and return, lotrina nemoshes, it doesn't say that the older people coming in the parent oilus either. So why is it missing there? So the Gemara says, aydei shehein chaviv in hein born al asar, because grapes are so chaviv, so the poor come immediately. So either means I guess it could mean even the older people come. Yeah, even the older people, right? In 12 it says, even the older people come immediately. Okay, so if there's a sale, you know, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a yard sale, the older people will be there first, even a half hour before it's supposed to start, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here too, that's the shot. So therefore, there is no demarcation between older people, younger people. So it's just that one thing. Okay, that's a simple answer. What about over there? It says second rain. Lotanina Mushas, again, it doesn't say the old people, Nesha ain't seen it because it's cold. And in Yotzin Labachrim, only the Labachrim go out, the young people go out. So the Tana therefore used a different time frame, which is the second rain. So the Gemara says, on Rabbi Yehuda, he said what? That when is it Mutter, when they can't bring back four Isser's worth of, what is it referring to, oil? Is it talking about olives over here? We're talking about olives, right? Haluyosha ein moitzken as they sayhen. It says, we're talking about olives. So he says, when an oni can't bring back four issers worth. Just checking. You know, it's funny because you know, I assumed that it was talking about olives, but actually, he must be going on the resha because the footnote says that. No, I'm sorry. I take it back. It's talking about two issers. Two issers is a value of a dollar value. So he's going to collect the oil, the olives, and if it has a value of two issers, he'll sell it and use the two issers to buy the bread. Okay, that's what it means by that. So he wants to get apparently, I think I heard that it's two meals, one for his wife and one for himself. And if he's not going to be able to get two meals out of it, then he won't even bother. You got to be able to get two meals for himself and his wife to bother going to collect. Okay, so the Gemara asks a question. I don't like this Gersa. I like the Gra's Gersa. Kaidim Lachain doesn't really make much sense. Because Kaidim Lachain makes it sound like before you could only collect, before, in other words, there's a certain point where there's so little left that you're only going to be able to collect two Isurim, right? And after that point, then anybody can go. Now, the Gemara wouldn't have any question, but Kaidim Lachain. What do you mean? Kanam lachain, you can't collect. So therefore, the Graz Gersa is correct. But achakain, eino asur mishum gazel. And after that point, right? It's a very important change. After that point where there's less than two isorim, is it still not asur mishum gazel? After all, doesn't it belong to the aniyim? How can I take it? Even though it's a small amount, why am I allowed to take it? The Gemara says the obvious answer. She tossed on Heshivon. He answered them according to their reasoning. Lo atem, doesn't this match your approach? Atem omem neisha hitzino eno yotzen elabachurin. That the young people don't go out. I'm sorry. Only the younger people go out when it's cold. So mitoch shuhirdei hashenu maybe panos also. So similarly. When the poor person knows he's not going to be able to bring home four issers worth of food to cover him and his wife's daily needs, he won't go out also. Meaning, all he's doing, I don't know why he quoted that halacha, that's not the main point. The main point is, like we said before, that So the point is, once it gets to below a certain value, they aren't going to bother. If they're not going to bother, then it's only go to the wild animals. That's what the Gemara should have said. I'm really not understanding why the Gemara is quoting Shitasan. It doesn't make sense to me. That's not the point. You hear the kasha? Ultimately, the reason is because l'chayis l'talif. That's the ultimate reason. So I'm not really following why he's focused on the tzin of halacha. I'm not really 100% sure on this. Okay, let's go on to Amud Beis.
So unlike with a regular field, with the olives and the grapes, we're keeping the mushos out because there's not a bracha to be in the fields that there'll always be enough food.
But in the case of the olive, the reason why we mentioned Revir Shnia, you're asking about the...
No, so in the mushos, right, in the regular field, when they regular go out, field, there's yeah. always food, no matter what. When they go through, there's still plenty of stuff.
What do you mean by always?
Right?
What do you mean by always? I just want to get clear what you mean by always.
That they brought back enough for the whole year.
That was a particular... episode, but that obviously that's not going to continuously be that way because after a certain point the aniyim give up, and at that point anybody can take from the field. If there's always that amount available, then they would never give up.
No, but there's a demark. This
Nemushos status at that point, the Nemushos status time period, whatever that time frame is, there was enough to collect.
But once scenario.
But once the Nemushos went, it was empty.
Right, after that.
After that, yes. Right.
We're saying with the Zaysim and with Geffen, that we're trying to kind of figure out where the Nemushos.
So how does it fit in? Right. So with the Geffen, it fits in that they were there at the same time with the young people, and with the olives, because it was cold, they weren't there at all.
So what I'm saying is not the same kind of bracha on the Geffen and the Zayas
Well, let's take it one at a time. I understand your point. Your point is there a thorough, in other words, what Sam is pointing out is like this. Now I found what you're asking. He's asking that if there is a lack of thoroughness on the part of the young people when they collect, because they're not interested in the small stuff, so then if you don't have old people by the olives, would there be a point where there might be Nemushos level type of olives available for Nemushos had they been there? That's your point?
Right.
Only applies to the
Zayn. I don't know. I could argue that olives are a different nature because they're, it's on the tree, so you can just, you see what's in front of you.
It's not
Roy Rochim. No, but it's different when you're collecting leket, which is on the floor. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. I can't say for certain that there wouldn't be some left over because the young people wouldn't be as thorough with olives, and I can't be sure of that. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to talk about emunus. So emunah l'leket v'la shik v'la peya b'shaitan. So if you have an Amma Aretz, normally you don't believe in Amma Aretz because anything that he's mitzvah mitas yodas, and it was sukkun because, like we're going to learn in the next Masechta, it's called Mai, right? But when it comes to poor people, poor Amma Aretz, so then he can say, well, you know what, these produce that I have in my hand here that I'm giving you, this guy, I collected it from the, as a poor person, I collected it from, and it's putter from Meiser, never had a fee of Meiser. So they're believed, right? You don't have to be choshek them. But b'shaiton, that's of course, if it's the time when leket is available. So it's basically what we're saying here is it's a reasonable assumption that what he's saying is the truth. So even though he's normally not neman, but where there's outside circumstances which point to the reasonability of what he's saying being true, then you would believe him. That's what it says here. Okay? V'al Meiser Oni b'chol shnaso, and if he's saying it's Meiser Oni, then of course it's the whole year, because then it's not a particular time, because we're going to say in a second that Meiser Oni is given a whole year out. U'ben Levi ne'eman lo'olam, and Ben Levi is believed always, meaning... So take a look at Rash Cirilo for a second, where he says Neman la'olam. He says Neman la'olam loimer ma'aser rishon zeh. He's believed to say that this food that I have here in front of me is ma'aser rishon. Okay, so note the difference. So when is an Amma Aretz not believed? Gesundheit. When is an Amma Aretz not believed? He's not believed to say, I was mafresh maiserishin from this tfuah, right? Trumas and maiseres, and this tfuah is now musukin, and you can eat from this now. So you're not maritz, I don't believe you, right? But if you say, this itself is maiserishin, then you are believed. Okay, we'll see in a minute why that is. But v'nasat, and then he adds another point, which is going to be a kasha in the Gemara, but this is the maskana. V'nasati l'kohen trumas maiser. He's also believed to say, this is Meiser Rishon, and not only that, remember, if you eat Meiser Rishon without taking Trumas Meiser, Chayav Misa B'Dei Shamayim. It's Tevel. But he's believed to say, I took off the Trumas Meiser. So it's a double nemonis. Number one, to say it's Meiser. Number two, to say he was Mafresh Trumas Meiser. Okay? The Eino Nemonim, Allah Dover Shen Kenderach Menei Adam Lius Nohagin came, they're only believed by something which is the usual way in which people are mafresh, which is excluding things in the next Mishnah, which if the person says that this was given to me as flour, well, people don't give out flour as mice, or they give out raw material, and therefore you wouldn't be believed. That's what this Mishnah is talking about. Okay, Ad Eichon. So the Gemara asks a question. How far away is the field? In other words, this is basically asking, what is the distance that a poor person will travel to go collect leket to say that what he's saying is a reasonable thing? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, it's a day's journey, so he'll go back and forth. Meaning, if it's a three-day journey for me to get to the field where I'll find some leket, it isn't worth my time. So if you say, if we know, based on your location, that it's 3 days to the nearest leket field, and you're saying this is leket, we're not going to believe you because you've lost reasonability. And Huadin, in the footnote, he mentions, and therefore, if you know that all the surrounding fields, which are within a one-day journey, have all been emptied of their leket, so going forward, you would not be believed. Okay. Now, here's a story that Rebbe believed these five brothers, Bachamisha Korin Shochitim. They claim they collected this from the Matanis of the Aniyim, right? And it was five kor, which is quite a large amount. Okay, so it says over here that he believed each brother. So there are five brothers. They in total collected five korin. That means each brother collected one kor. Okay, the Efshar Kain, is it possible so much grain can be collected from a field?
50, Shlomi, you're talking about almost 50 gallons worth of weight. It's liquid, but still, it's a massive amount.
It's a large amount. Yep. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. 8. How could Rebbe believe a single person could bring in a core of wheat in a single day? That's a highly unlikely thing, right? That's what it says here. So the Gemara says, Ela mikotzivchad kura slak. So this is at the top, this is the way he's garris it right now, which means gather a little here, a little there, and it emerges as a core, meaning you're like, you're a little beaver. You're running around to all the fields collecting. This is the theory of the... I don't like to speak derogatorily. I don't mean to speak badly about any of them. But this is the theory of the Meshulachim who come from Eretz Yisrael. So they're collecting $1. So what's the dollar? A dollar here, a dollar there. And at the end, they walk away with 5 to 7 or even maybe more $1,000 from each community. And then you go around... And eventually, you have enough to last you the whole year. That's where you get your professional mushulach. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the idea here. Mikotzivchat. Others are garis that this is really, the last part of it is katsalak, that it's referring to the next Gemara, when he came to Eretz Yisrael or something like that. Anyway, so let's go on. Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Jeremiah, Abai Kumi Rabbi Yaisi, Masis and Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah is the following Rabbi Eliezer. Right? In the English, he gives an introductory remark, which is important, which is, how come you believe the person to say that he's believed to say it's Maaser Ani a whole year round, right? Now, before you can give Maaser Ani, you have to give Maaser Rishon. It has to be, right? It's an order. Maaser Rishon first, and then Maaser Ani second. So why aren't you worried about the Maaser Rishon having not being taken? So Rabbi Lazar wanted to say that this is coming like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this is apparently a Tosefta. In footnote 10, it brings down a Tosefta, Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. The Chachamim. What's the machlokas? The machlokas goes like this. Let's just get this straight. This is where you see him being mafresh one miser. So on the basis of that, can you believe him about the other miser? So it works like this. That what Rabbi Lazar holds, that if you see him separating miser sheni, right? So he's trusted to say he was mafresh Maaser Rishon. The Chacham disagree. They say no. They rule that one who has observed suffering Ma'aser Sheni is not trusted regarding Ma'aser Rishon. But they agree that someone who is known to have separated Ma'aser Rishon can be trusted regarding Ma'aser Sheni. So what's the reasoning behind that? Because Ma'aser Sheni remains his own property, and he just has to take it to Yerushalayim, and he eats it, as opposed to Ma'aser Rishon has to be given to the Levi. So the Yama Aretz, who is being mafresh Ma'aser Rishon and giving it to the Levi, so he certainly believed regarding the Ma'aser Sheni, which he keeps for himself. It's a Kal V'chaimer. If I see you're not being you're not keeping your own the Ma'aser that you have to give to the Levi, so certainly you're going to take the Ma'aser Sheni, which you keep for yourself. But if you see him being mafresh Ma'aser Sheni, you can't believe him that he was mafresh Ma'aser Rishon. That's the Chachamim. So this Mishnah, which says that you're never on a Ma'aser Ani, you're not worried about the Ma'aser Rishon, that seems to be the Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The more answers on Rabbi Yaisi Dirakol. He's coming out like everybody. Why? Shan Yehi, it's different over here. Shane on a Ma'aser Bidvar Avera. The Pshat's very posh. I'm being Mafresh Ma'aser Ani now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mess up my mitzvah and give him Tevel. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would I do such a thing? So it's not it's not logical.
An Ama Aretz on a regular day, that if he tells you that he took off the mice, you don't believe him, you still have to take off the mice yourself?
Yes, of course.
Right, so he's willing to give you Tevel.
You're right. He's not Machman on Lifnei Ivar, but if he's going to go to do a mitzvah of doing the mitzvah of Ma'aser Ani, that he's not going to mess up his mitzvah and give the Ani something which is Tevel. Yeah. There's a box A. I'll leave it for now. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Hoshea k'shem shel nechsho Yisrael al truma gedoyla kach lo nechsho ben Levi al trumas meiser. So the same way, right? It's very logical. What's the reason why we're not kosher when we say that Amar Aretz is not neman on meisres, but we're never kosher shem on truma, because truma is a chiyuv misa. So number one, okay. So the same way that's a chiyuv misa, so the same thing is true also for trumas meiser. If he doesn't take the trumas meiser out of the meiser, he's also, therefore, this din that we believe in ben Levi to say this is meiser, it also includes that he's believed, like we saw in Rosh Cirilo, he's believed to say he was mafresh, the trumas meiser. It's a mafresh over here in the Gemara. Now, do you want to go to the Halacha Gemara, or you want to start from this tomorrow? Start tomorrow? Okay, Adkan.
Adkan.
Shlomi, you're living with Yossi now?
Yes.
Okay. I'll see you later.